Hiya, I'm Maroon Janinyat with the National Indigenous News. 19-year-old teenager Sam Hughes from Mullaney in Queensland is on a long, slow drive around Australia on a tractor raising money for charity. The travelling jackaroo, as he's known, has racked up over 8,000 kilometres since heading off from Mullaney early last year. This week, he reached Fitzroy Crossing in the Kimberley on his way to Broome and then down the WA coast to Perth. It was quite a sight for locals, towing a trailer packed with a donation tin, fairy floss machine, jumping castle, cinema screen, Suzuki Sierra, and a wingless Beechcraft Musketeer. The travelling jackaroo has been a big draw card for kids and adults alike, and he has over 100,000 people following him on social media. Young Sam told Wongai Radio about the charities he's raising money for.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service is my main charity. Basically, the reason I support them is because they support everyone else. The Flying Doctor Service help everyone right across the nation, even in every state, even Tasmania, they help them there. And someone's got to help the helper. As far as Dolly's dream's concerned, no one deserves to be bullied, especially kids. Dolly's parents and Dolly's family and everyone who knew her went through an awful lot when she tragically passed. And as far as it goes, I never want anything like that to happen again if we can prevent it. And by starting a conversation, you can save a life. And Drought Angels support the farmer, and they do fire, flood, famine. They do the lot, and you got to help those that feed you after all.
A myopic focus on Islamist extremism in Australia since 2001's September 11 attacks on the United States has come at the expense of monitoring the far-right movement, a Victorian parliamentary inquiry has been told. Liberty Victoria President Michael Stanton has acknowledged the recent emergence of far-right extremism in the state, citing neo-Nazis gathering in the gambians and gallows erected outside state parliament as pandemic legislation was debated last year. He told an inquiry on Tuesday that far-right extremism is real, but argued Victorian politicians need to be careful not to blindly expand executive powers, surveillance and censorship to combat its influence. The barrister said Australian law enforcement agencies' focus has been drawn away from neo-Nazis and other far-right movements over the past 20 years by Islamist extremism. Both must be addressed, Mr. Stanton says, but Victoria's parliament should not cast the net too wide with any reforms. An infectious diseases epidemiologist says it's important for expectant mothers to be immunised against whooping cough so the baby is born with protection. A study published in 2019 looked at immunisation rates among pregnant women in Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory and found low influenza vaccination rates for pregnant women and low whooping cough vaccinations among young and First Nations mothers. It looked at immunisation rates among 600,000 pregnant women between 2012 and 2017 and found only 15% were immunised for influenza and only 27% were vaccinated against whooping cough. Dr. Lisa McHugh from the University of Queensland says whooping cough is very serious.
For young babies, so a young baby under 6 months of age gets whooping cough, they're at real risk of dying or getting that terrible cough and struggling to breathe from it, and highly preventable, but young babies under 6 months of age can't get immunised against it, and that's why mums get the vaccine in pregnancy. The antibodies transfer across to the placenta and provide the baby with protection for the first 6 months of life until old enough to be fully vaccinated.
The introduction of COVID-19 restrictions coincided with many Australian men seeking professional mental health help for the first time in nearly a decade. A longitudinal study by National Research Project 10 to Men shows that of nearly 750 men who sought professional mental health support after March 2020, about 1 in 5 had no prior experience with those services for about 9 years. While researchers can't pinpoint why the men sought help, whether that be down to the strain of COVID-19 restrictions, telehealth services or other factors, they say it's clear the demand is there for mental health support. 10 to Men's Dr. Clement Wong is presenting preliminary findings for the longitudinal study at the Australian Institute of Family Studies conference in Melbourne on Thursday. And that's the latest National Indigenous News.
Some children need a second chance to have a loving family. Foster care is important, and kinship care helps keep families together so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids are with their kin. Kids need loving families. Kids need our help. Can you help a child in need? Become an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander kinship or foster carer. Wootchopperen helps carers every step of the way. Contact Wootchopperen Health Service today to find out more and help us return our children home to their kin.
Station sponsor.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law, station sponsor. Little things, big things grow. From
little things, big things grow. Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbrabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service, and yarning up strong, your mob, so do add to the conversation. We're going to catch up with your deadly sister now, Andrea James, who's a playwright and talk about Aboriginal theatre maker, that's who she is, Andrea James, continues to tell vital First Nation stories in her tribute to tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong. So got Andrea on the line. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're based down in Sydney, are you?
I am, yes, on Gadigal Country.
And probably rugged up, my sister.
Very
cold. Yes, I'm saying probably rugged up. I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland. Good to be yarning with you. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, I'm a Yorta Yorta and Gai Kurnai woman.
Oh, a beautiful, fantastic, beautiful footprint. So we're talking about telling vital First Nation stories in your tribute to tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong. Not a lovely shot here on the ABC News with you and Sister Yvonne there. Tell us about this space that you're working in and, look, a legend she is, Yvonne Goolagong.
Yeah, right. Like you said before, I've got to hang out with winners. I hope that some of it will rub off on me.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is a project that's been about, you know, 4 or 5 years in the making, and we actually premiered it at the Yarrawarra Rangeri Arts and Culture Festival at Griffith in 2020, and we played at the Sydney Festival, and now we're getting ready to do a really nice Australian tour kicking off at the Darwin Festival in August.
Yeah, fantastic. And, look, it's about... telling our history, our story as First Nation people, but also, you know, count our winnings, you know, and in all facets, all industries, all educational background, but we need more black successes in this country, in this world, and Yvonne Goolagong, of course, is high up there, so it's great to tell her story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was actually given... her autobiography by my partner, and he was trying to impress me, and he did. Hmm. And he gave it to me for my birthday, and I was just blown away by the story. I mean, we all know, everyone, the legend of Yvonne Goolagong, but there was a whole behind-the-scenes, you know, really fascinating story. But also, you know, I've got a couple of nieces growing up, and, you know, we all love these really great role models, and it just seemed just, you know, at the time, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, when she was, you know, coming up as a tennis player, you know, the likelihood of her, you know, going over to England and taking the crowd at Wimbledon was just so unlikely. It's just such a fantastic success story and a real testament, you know, to her family and her parents and
yes.
all of the community that were around her to build her up, to make her believe in herself in such a way and get herself to be number one in her sport.
And look, and her winning and becoming a champion inspires our people, and not only, well, just to play tennis, it could be a young black student, grade 12, thinking, you know what, I'm going to go to university and become a doctor. You know, the
Absolutely.
Success breeds success, and it just paves yeah. the way for our people, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I grew up, I'm in my 50s now, and, you know, I grew up, there were no young Aboriginal girls or Aboriginal
yes.
women on television anywhere at any time, you know, and so really she was just absolutely, absolutely groundbreaking, and it's just so important. And, you know, we've got all of these great people, the stars that have, you know, come up, Cathy Freeman and Ash Barty, you know,
yes.
just recently retired, you know, to just sort of see that great legacy continuing on and to see, you know, more and more people and young ones sort of coming up and you know, wanting to have a go in whatever field, whether
yes.
it's the arts or medicine or law or, you know, whatever, construction, you know, that if you believe enough and, you know, that you can do it, you've got a good mob around you. And that's why this story was, it was really drawn to it because of that.
And so with the story, and you decide to go ahead with the story, you know, tell vital First Nations stories in your tribute to tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong. So you reached out to her to get in touch with her, to tell her what you were doing. She would have been, yes, forthcoming. Well, hence the photo in the ABC story here. She was all forthcoming,
yeah,
yes?
I mean, yeah, well, look, you know, this took a while. I mean, she just doesn't know me from a bar of soap.
Yes.
Her mother, Linda Goolagong, actually has a connection to the Kamangunja Mission, which is where, you know, which is where my father's family is from. And so, you know, that was a kind of a way to connect in the way that we all do all the time, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And so, you know, it was a very slow getting to know Yvonne and her husband, Roger, because that was really important, you know, that they knew about the project. It was something that I didn't want to do, you know, without their permission.
Yes.
But, you know, on the other hand, it's very much my interpretation. It's a dramatisation, you know. So while, you know, Yvonne had been very generous in you know, reading the play, and she actually came to have a look at a moved performance of the play, because it's all set around the tennis court. It's not like going to the theatre, you know.
Sure, exactly.
You actually sit around a tennis court, because I'm a mad tennis nut. I love tennis.
Well, there you go.
And so it's literally like her life gets played out on a tennis court. So it's really acting.
Tennis court slash stage.
Exactly. You've got great dancers. Jax Compton, Katrina Olsen, choreography by fantastic choreographer Vicky Van Hoot. You know, so it's all really beautifully danced and stylised, and as are the tennis matches as well.
Where can our mob witness this fantastic play, sister?
Yeah, well, we're going to a few different places. We're going to the Darwin Festival, obviously, in August, and we're going to do a little regional tour around South Australia. We're going to Port Pirie and Whyalla, and we're going to spend some time in Adelaide as well, too. So yeah, quite a few different areas.
And we're too far north up here in Cairns, eh?
I know.
Shut up.
There.
It's warm.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's fantastic, and look, congratulations, and a big shout-out to Sister Yvonne Goolagong, and a true winner she is, a leader for our people, and it's great that you're doing this story, and like I said, a tribute to her. I thank you very much for the yarn there, Andrea, and all the best to you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And thank you for your yarn. Please do keep in touch, and we'll be watching your work closely, my sister.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Andrea, you take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Andrea James, her name is, First Nation playwriter, and look, telling the vital story and her tribute to tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong. So, look, coming to a town near you, your mob, do check it out. And, we're trying to get her to bring the play up here to Cairns, far north Queensland. But either way, it is fantastic, the fact that it's out there. To Deadly Mob, this is National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and a big shout out to that Deadly team, NERS, Too Deadly, make a brother sound deadly, or...
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big
warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient. mission. This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it'll never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound. Rode down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the TJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many the blue suits with the pen in the pad in the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste of the medicine to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not.
Ooh yeah, a rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, warrior, rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound. This magic potion got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, it'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
Feel that rage. can we take? We're living in a nuclear age. What the hell for? You cut our mother, watch her bleed, and eat your yellow cake. When everyone has had a feed, you can go and kill some more.
She'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she's lost. Your tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
What get on your mouth, Miss Me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I was born on a cold and wet December night as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that night. Yes, that night I breathe the air of this land.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You mob are deadly, and we're going to talk deadly science. We've got it on the line. We've got Tani, and we've got Corey. A very good morning to you both. How are yous?
Yama Trevor, Milligan, how you going?
Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
Ingunny, which is in the Darug language, because I come from Gadigal country,
yes.
From the mighty Eora Nation,
yes.
Where I was born and live. So hello, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful, good, beautiful. Now you're in a cab, taxi or Uber to go to the airport. And Corey, where are you sitting, at your office or beside the pool, brother?
I'm sitting on the couch next to my dog.
Okay.
Daisy. Yeah. So
beautiful.
It's quality company. Mate.
Yes. Yes, I second that. That's deadly science right there. Let's talk about Deadly Science and talk about First Nation people in that space. Look, we are scientists for 60,000 years, so we know what's going on, you could say.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, our people are the first scientists, and if you want to debate it, go down any Coles or Woolworths and you'll find Barolum, which is tea tree oil, which is a black fella medicine,
yes.
And it services the world. You can go in any chemist and you can find our medicine we can find in the bush.
Yeah.
So, you know, for us, you know, we've done science for millennia, like tens of thousands of years, and but for a long time, you know, as a society, we've pushed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids towards sport and art, and they're great things, but actually our people still to this day are killing it at science, and they're deadly.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I do, is I make sure that our kids know that, and they know that we're deadly at science, and they have the resources to be, you know, what they want to be when they grow up.
Exactly. Beautiful. Tani, your role, what do you do there, sister?
Look, Trevor, I'm at Australia Post. I joined in late December, and my role at Australia Post is Executive General Manager of Community, Sustainability and Stakeholder Engagement.
Yes.
And absolutely thrilled, as one of my first meetings was with Corey Tutt, the impressive Gamilaroi man, who was also the recipient of Young Australian of New South Wales,
yes,
back in 2020. So I met Corey in 20. Well, sorry, can we start again?
Yeah, go ahead. No, continue. Yeah.
Okay then. I met Corey in January of this year, and it all came about where Corey was not very happy with Australia Post and what we were charging for him to be sending these important materials to remote communities.
Oh.
So I thought, let's have a meeting. And last week, as part of National Reconciliation Week, we were delighted to announce a partnership with Deadly Science.
Yes.
And this will see Australia Post leverage its vast network across this wonderful country,
yep,
to deliver science books and materials to First Nations communities.
Beautiful. And Corey did ask the question, and shooting from the hips, and ask the question, and you will receive. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it happened.
Yes.
The CEO of Australia Post said, we need to help this organisation.
Beautiful.
And we put it in action, and today we've got this partnership.
Beautiful. Over to you, Corey. So, like I said, my brother, shooting from the hips, and it came to fruition.
Yeah, for sure. It took a while. Like all good things, it takes time. But for me, I don't want any of our children or any of our mobs to miss out on resources. And, you know, it's so important, because STEM is just as important as literacy for our people.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so, you know, our kids, you know, our kids need the opportunity to find their passion and purpose. And for me, I'm really excited that Australia Post has finally come on board, because
yes,
it means we can spend less on postage and more on getting
exactly
microscopes and telescopes out to kids that deserve them.
Exactly. And Tani, hats off to Australia Post, your CEO, and the work that you're doing there. It is a fantastic bridge builder in regarding getting this information to our kids.
That's true, Trevor. And this partnership really complements a work that we're already doing with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Yep.
And we started that partnership back in 2020. And since then, we've delivered around 280,000 books to children,
yes,
in 325 remote Indigenous beautiful communities.
Beautiful. And look, that in itself empowers our students to look at the science world, but education, as long as they're getting educated, no matter what field, and you know, go a mile, see a mile. So it's a fantastic stepping stone, you could say, and a beautiful partnership that Australia Post has created working with Deadly Science to make this happen.
And, Trevor, out of all the books, out of the 280,000 books that we have delivered, 40% of those books are either by First Nations authors or, yep, illustrators.
Yeah, gotcha. Beautiful. So fantastic. So this partnership can continue forever and a day, you know, as long as the work is there to be done and we have to deliver the material to the kids. Australia Post, fantastic, at the table.
Look, it's very important to us, but partnership with Deadly Science has kicked off with the delivery of 18 pallets of Lego product to First Nations children nationwide.
Mm. Yes.
We, and Corey can confirm this, we collected more than 400 boxes of Lego on Tuesday.
Yeah, beautiful.
From Corey's hometown of Port Macquarie.
Yes.
And I believe it's Deadly Science's biggest ever delivery of STEM materials.
Whoa. Corey, you vouch for that, brother?
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I packed it and labelled it myself. So,
sweat dripping off the eyebrows?
Yeah. look, it's really great, my brother, because, yes, you know, it's so important that our kids have practical stuff,
exactly,
that they can learn. Like,
and hands-on too, you know?
Yeah, things like Lego, right? Like, it might not equate to the two-way sign. Like, it might not equate to the two-way sign, which is what I'm really passionate about, but it is so good for kids for that developmental stage to practice building and learning and creating things. And, you know, it's a shame that some of our schools don't have things like Lego. So to pull off a donation like that, which is, I think it's $218,000 worth of Lego,
yeah,
that I managed to house and
beautiful
find. And now my house is no longer made out of Lego. But for me, it's so important because, not only does that, get out to the people that need it, because it's so important that it gets out to remote communities and community people as well that,
yeah,
that do the work on the ground. It's just incredibly important for me to make sure that, that we can get it out there in a timely manner.
Exactly. We'll say goodbye to Tani. We'll continue our yarn. Tani, thank you so very much. Thank you to Australia Post, your CEO, and the work that you're doing. It's a fantastic partnership with Deadly Science. And you travel safe, my sister. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much, Trevor. But I might just want to add,
please,
our proud history with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Please.
And our reconciliation journey commenced in 2011, and we continue that momentum. So apart from our partnerships with Deadly Science and the Indigenous Literacy Fund, 3% of our team members identify as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. We support the development of our people through the Indigenous Emerging Leaders Program.
Yes.
And that has actually resulted in promotional opportunities for team members across the business.
Yes.
And in July of 2021, we launched new packaging that includes a dedicated space for the inclusion of traditional place names for customers who wish to recognise traditional country on their mail.
Exactly. That's so beautiful, and we'll be promoting Australia Post and the work that they're doing in regard to reconciliation and connecting. So very important, and, you know, it brings us together as all Australians, does it not?
Yes, it certainly does. But thank you so much for your time, and congratulations to your program and the amazing work you're doing up in far north Queensland.
Lovely, Tani. You take care, sister.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Corey, she sounds so very deadly, brother, and when you put the question to Australia Post, it was fantastic that Tani was there to receive the question and deliver the answers, brother.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like I said, yeah, literacy is important, but STEM is equally as important. STEM gives you the skills for things like jobs. You know, it is all around us. Science. We know this is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that we just in our country and our environment, you know, we're so in tune to it. We're so in tune to the what we call caring for country, but it's actually, you know, if we look at it, we strip it away, it's actually all science.
Exactly.
And for me, it's been a long time because, you know, big organisations like Australia Post, they move slowly.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been a huge campaign, but, you know, like, I'll tell you something really interesting, brother, was last night, my book, The First Scientist, you know, when you interviewed me for my book I released, it won the Children's Book of the Year.
Whoa, so, deadly you.
yeah, but, you know, that that's a credit to all the mob out there.
Of course.
All the elders, all the ancestors.
Team effort, brother.
Yeah, and, you know, the ancestors and the elders and the old people and the people in community that might not get the accolades that I do, but they sure as hell deserve them. They're the people that paved the way for people like me to create change.
Yes.
And I just want to take the time to just acknowledge them and thank each and every community person out there that is listening in. That, you know, if it wasn't for what you do, then people like me and other people that are coming through doing deadly work, you didn't pave the way for us, you know, to do the deadly things that we do. It's really good to see you. So thank you so much.
Well, that's beautiful, brother, and I reckon they'd be taken on board that grateful thankness and the work that you're doing. You're too dearly, my brother. It is a team effort. And once again, big shout-out to Tani, Australia Post, and you keep doing what you're doing, and please do keep in touch, my brother. You're a deadly true winner.
Oh, thank you. You're my favourite radio station to talk to.
Can you just repeat that again? Say it slowly. Speak a little bit louder, please.
Don't tell anyone that. I definitely love talking to you guys, and thank you for having me on again. And I really appreciate you having me on, and I love Yana Majiz.
Yeah, too dearly, my brother, and you're becoming a regular, which is fantastic, and the work that you're doing. And we as First Nation Media here in Cairns, Bumabrip Media, National Talk Black, NERS, National News Radio Service, it is a team effort, my brother. And we'll yarn soon, cuss.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A deadly yarn there. That's Corey Tutt, Deadly Science, Deadly Brother, who's a scientist and studying and also working closely, is the conversation with Australia Post. And a big shout out to Tani and Australia's Post and their partnership with Deadly Science and delivering all the packages that need to be delivered to our students across this nation, all our First Nation students, so they can have hands-on stuff. The prices were so hectic that Corey Tutt made the phone call, spoke to Australia Post and complained about the situation. And Australia Post took on board his complaint and turned it into a partnership in regard to delivering this information and these materials to the students, complimentary. So there it is, beautiful partnership. And it's fantastic that we had the yarn here on National Talk Black. Too deadly, you mob, Bumabrip Media, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go via NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Dim lights and sweet tasting wine, soft music playing while we dine. Looks like another night of romance on the way. Another night in a fool's game I'll play. Slow dancing to a jukebox in a bar, holding hands as we walk on out to the car. But where we'll end up in the end is not our place at all. Another night in a stranger's arms I'll fold. Just another night apart of telling lies and breaking hearts. Another roll of the dice in a fool's game. Another move I'll make in a fool's game. Shining down upon my face through an unfamiliar window of this place where I've never been before, but I'll make my way to the door once more, slowly walk away as I have before. Just another night apart of telling
lies and breaking hearts. Another roll of the dice in a fool's game. Just another night apart of telling lies and breaking hearts. Another roll of the dice in a fool's game. Another move I'll make in a fool's game.
This lonely heart keeps reminding me of you and how I miss you. Heaven knows this hurt inside keeps telling me it's over, but I still love you, Kuriro. In the evening we'd stroll down by the river, and as the golden moon shines brightly up above, there we'd watch the rippling waters as the river softly flows. I'd whisper words of love to Kuriro. Well, now she's gone, it seems my world has ended. Without her, the stars no longer glow. Though they say we should part, she took part of my heart. And only God knows how I miss my Kuriro. In the evening we'd stroll down by the river, and as the golden moon shines brightly up above, there we'd watch the rippling waters as the river softly flows. I'd whisper words of love to Kuriro. Just remember, I still love you, Kuriro.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Justice will be done. This world is made for everyone. This world is made for everything to live and be free. We shall overcome. No one on earth should have to suffer pain. Lose their home and life to someone else's gain. Justice will be done.
Justice will be done.